It's one of the busiest weeks of the year in Ann Arbor. The annual art fair begins on Wednesday, July 15th. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us right now on 89.1 WEMU is Karen Delhay, Marketing Director for the art fair. Welcome, Karen.
Thanks for having me.
This is art fair number 56, is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, when people say Ann Arbor Art Fair, a lot of times people say, no, there's actually four art fairs. Explain that to us.
There are four fairs that comprise the Ann Arbor Art Fair. We like to call it four fairs, one event, but it covers 30 city blocks, and it's pretty seamless to the fairgoer as they come through.
So there's four different fairs. Is the art different or that you will see at each fair, or why are they separated, and what will you see?
Basically, the fairs are separate more based on their mission, the mission of the organizations that run the fairs themselves. The art is similar throughout. They're all juried fine art fairs. So all the artists that you will see on site have gone through a jury process to be there. They had to apply and get selected to be there. So that makes us one of the leaders in the industry because it's such a competitively juried art fair.
How many artists are participating this year?
We have over 1,000 artists coming this year from all over the world.
Really? Like what other countries?
We have a couple artists that are coming in from Japan this year, so we're very excited. This, I believe, is their third year with us.
And then can you describe what type of artwork we'll be seeing at the Ann Arbor Art Fair this year?
We have everything from jewelry to sculpture. We have mixed media art, which is art that is made up of different media is all rolled into one, so you might have some painting, some drawing, and rolled into one actual piece. We have an artist that does mixed media, and he uses roofing tar, for example, as one of the media involved. And so you'll see all kinds of great stuff. Sculpture, we have a man who does sculpture out of nails, and he creates these giant animals out of them. They're life size, and those are usually really popular with the fairgoers. Turns into a selfie station every year.
That's fun. Now, you mentioned it's a juried art fair. What are the judges looking for?
So each fair juries their artists separately. It's different a little bit per fair, but for the most part, what they're looking for is originality, creativity, and the technicality in their work.
And is it all for sale, or is some of the art just for show?
It is all for sale. Each individual artist may have, I know in the past there have been one or two that have had pieces there that were just for show, but for the most part, it's all for sale.
Now, you said there's artists coming from all over the world. This is such a tradition for many people coming to the Ann Arbor Art Fair every year. How many people attend, and how far do you think they come from just to check out all the art?
It's amazing, actually. We get over 500,000 visitors each year. And they come from all over. We've done surveys in the past, and we find that it's not just a local audience or even just a regional audience. We do get a national audience and somewhat of an international audience.
And what about parking and transportation?
We are so lucky because we have such wonderful partners that we work with on our transportation. We work with the DDA on parking. So there's, the structures are great. They're very well maintained and easy access. And then we work with The Ride, and they have shuttles that run from Briarwood Mall and Pioneer High School. It's $3 round trip, free parking, and they'll take you right to the fair site. So you can't beat that. And then we also have one at Westgate Shopping Center and at Huron High School, and that's with Trinity Transportation. And it's the same $3 round trip and free parking.
Well, it's usually the hottest week of the year, but I don't want to jinx you. I just looked ahead. The forecast looks fabulous for next
week. It does look fabulous. We are so excited. Keeping my fingers crossed.
That's right. Karen Delhay of the Ann Arbor Art Fair. We look very much forward to this year's event. Thanks for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.